Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 7. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. If you were to go back about 5 years ago when they opened this tunnel, I think it was in Switzerland, it was the longest man-made tunnel. They put on a show that was demonic in nature. And they had a demon-faced baby that was floating around. They had a devil. I mean, it just was all wicked and evil. That was the nations. And you had Andrea Merkel. She's sitting there. And we got other dignitaries I don't know, didn't know. I know more of them now than I ever did because I'm seeing the global world we're in beginning to press itself forward. And that's what's happening. When they began to shut down for COVID at the beginning of the week we were going to be voting, I thought that's all part of the, hey, this is bad. Trump failed, Trump failed, Trump failed. And everybody was down for the revolution. Let's bring down America. The Bible says in verse 24, he was diverse from the rest. And I say to you that when you read that, that word diverse is an interesting word. It usually means to be changed or altered. Okay, you might put that in your margin. Diverse means to be changed or altered. In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, the Bible talks to us about a man who had a deadly wound and it was healed. So there might be some connection here. This is diverse. And the Bible says he is diverse from the first 10 and he shall subdue 3 kings. And the Bible says in Revelation 13, I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death and the deadly wound was healed and all the world wondered at the beast. All the world did. That's worldwide. That's globalism right there. All the world's wondering at the beast. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So that's the false prophet and the Antichrist mentioned in Revelation 13. So we see he's altered in some way. And he shall subdue 3 of the kings of the 10. 3 of the 10. And the Bible says in verse 25, he shall speak great words against the Most High. Isn't that interesting? The first thing we hear about him that's overt is that he's going to be anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-church. Do you know that a week and a half ago, it was on the weekend, might have been 2 weeks ago, it was Mozambique, they took out 50 Christians and beheaded them in an arena in front of everyone. This is the world we're living in. You didn't hear that on your news feed. You had to be looking around on the news to find something like that. 50 Christians beheaded in Mozambique. Because they hate God, they hate the work of the church. And they are as an overt hatred. And that's why they would have us all disassemble and leave. And go our way. Stay out of crowds. They can have a party in celebration of a potential coup on our nation. But you and I, we have not got the right to have, in some states, a Thanksgiving gathering. Can't sing too loud. I'm telling you, that just doesn't make any sense. And yet it is what is being done. Does that matter? Does it matter? Do you not feel it? I know you do, because when we came in here after a couple of weeks of being outside and we sang, every one of us felt it viscerally. What a neat thing it was to gather. It was something awesome. It was like I didn't know how much I needed to breathe. I needed to breathe. And even while we were in the hall, in the parking lot, we were enjoying the Word. It wasn't the same because we needed to know we weren't alone. And yet they want you to feel like you're alone, so you'll despair. The Bible says that this one little horn, as he's called, spoke great words against the Most High. And he will wear out the saints of the Most High. And he will think to change the times and the laws, like a burger bell. Let's get rid of the institutions. Now, that's not the laws he's talking about in particular, but we already see the world getting comfortable with weird laws. You know, the whole issue of Epstein and Pedophile Island and of Obergefell and all of the... There was a big bestiality law in this state. In this state. It made the headlines in your newspaper. If you were a newspaper reader, there was that going on. Right now, we're a hub for human trafficking. Up in Toledo area, I've given to understand. We can go on our days as if everybody's got a pedicure, manicure, you know, got their rings all in place and hair all coiffed. I mean, it's okay. No, it's sick. It's sick in the head, right? We saw it in verse 5 of chapter 1 in Isaiah. The whole head is sick and the heart is faint. The Bible says in the last days that the hearts of many will grow cold because lawlessness will abound. We have Portland. We have Minneapolis. We have different states that are under siege. And these people who are doing it are called Antifa. In reality, they are the fascists. In reality, they are, in their own words, the Marxists. And what's happening right now is if we get in a Biden administration, we're going to find those people calling in their chip. They've already done it. They've already said, hey, listen, we voted for you, and we want some of our demands met. We have a chip in the game right now. Right now we do. And they're going to go for defund the police. Biden's already said he's going to do it. And that defense secretary, I told you, the guy who dresses as a woman routinely because he's not transgender, he's just transvestite, but he lives that way every day of his life, he's going to be the guy who's going to be looking at the United States military and giving counsel about what can be done to make it more accommodating. The Bible says he will seek to change the times and the laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, times, and a dividing of a time. Now, those put a little star by that because that reminds us of something that keeps coming up in the book of Revelation. The Bible talks about 1,260 days, 42 months, time, time, and half a times. This is that. Okay, he's telling us this is tribulation time. 3.5 years, he's not in power. Let me give you a little fast fact. Biden has already said he wants Hillary to be the United Nations ambassador or whatever to the United Nations, the one who's sitting there for the country. And one man called recently into a program I was listening to. He made a quick comment. He said they're going to try to get Obama to be secretary in the United Nations, the head of the United Nations itself. And that would be unusual because usually it goes to a lesser nation. But by the time they get through, we might be a lesser nation. Okay, so just a thought. And I'm not saying we can tell all the details, but I'm telling you the details are to be told. We can't tell them ahead of time, but we know they will be told. And the Bible says that this will be a thing that will happen. And it says, until a time, times, and a dividing of a time. In other words, all this will happen until the time, time, and half a time. What's that talking about? The last 3.5 years of the tribulation. After those 3.5 years. See, the first 3.5 is the world getting everything at once like Christmas, even though there's calamity going on. There's going to be war. There's going to be anarchy. There's going to be death. There's going to be famine. There's going to be beasts of the field becoming more crazy, and even your own pets will come up against you potentially. The Bible talks about that in Revelation chapter 6. These are the beginning of sorrows. The Bible talks about it as the wrath of the Lamb. He's just pulling back all of his grace, withholding mercies. He's pulling it back and saying, you want it, you can have it. And if you've walked with the Lord any amount of time, you've noticed that he'll let people have what they want. He's let us have what we said we want. Wish they could just do this, they're doing it. I wish they could just do this, they're doing it. Wish marijuana could be legalized, they're doing it. I wish we could just be like other countries where they let people do methadone and heroin, and they're doing it in this country now. I wish, I wish, I wish. And every time you wish, what about your devices before they came? I wish I had a phone that I could take with me. I wish I had a device that did this. I wish I could watch movies wherever I am. People got these little DVD players in the trade years ago, and they'd sit them on their desk when they didn't have a job. They were just people who had to watch other people, and so they'd sit there and watch movies all day. Now they can do it on their phone. The Bible says, but the judgment shall sit. Notice that. The judgment shall sit. And what he's telling us is that's when the Christians arrive. The Bible says, and they shall sit and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it until the end, that dominion until the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him, the Most High. Everybody will. Now you look at that, you think, wow, man, that sounds awesome. And yet, for some of us, we have a rose-colored glasses on and think, that sounds wonderful. But we don't really have a case to make to our children around the table. Well, that sounds rough to kids in the table who have devices, freedom, a car, can get on a plane for $35 and fly to Florida. That sounds like, well, we're going to be under somebody who's going to make us behave all the time. Yeah, you are. But it's not like you think. You see, the Bible tells us a lot about when Jesus comes. The Bible says in Isaiah, three verses that I really personally drill into because it mattered to me to be able to say, what's the argument for a kingdom? A kingdom that in fact is going to be forever and ever. What is in it for me? Well, the Bible tells us that in that day, in Isaiah chapter 35, in verse 10, the Bible says, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return." I like that because it's talking about after the tribulation. The ransomed of the Lord shall return. All those Israelites that the Antichrist is going to try to kill shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy will be upon their brow. Okay. Why? Because Jesus is here. Now, I don't know about you, but when it's said about judgment was set and so forth, we'll look at that here again in a minute. But the idea of judgment, does that sound like fun to you? Not so much, but if you put it in its proper setting, it's pretty amazing. You know how when the wife says, "Hey, let's rearrange the furniture," and you're like, "Last thing I want to do." Well, your wife is tickled to death. You're in. Okay. Yeah, move it over there. And after it's all done, she's content and happy. And guess what? You're happy too. Okay, because everything's good. She got what she wanted. Now she's giving you a kiss on the cheek and says, "You got strong muscles, and I couldn't have done this without you," and you're like feeling good. Now my point is, it's the same thing with a guy. If there's something you want to do and you want to build or put together or fix or have fixed, when you see it happening, there's joy. Do you know when you're sitting on the judgment seat with perfection, because you've been in the presence of Jesus, you've been glorified, and the thrones are set, and you're in a condition where you are literally filled with dignity and righteousness and have seen Him and have owned the joy of heaven? When you were there for 7 years, you come back and it's like, what? This is great. Oh, judgment. You're not going to do it meanly. You're going to do it perfectly. You're going to do it with the right amount of grace and the right amount of mercy and the right amount of judgment and righteousness and honor. And you're going to be able to understand every sentence that is past. And you're going to be for it because you're going to have seen Him. And you're going to see how insidious this world really was. And how everybody who chose the devil, how everybody who chose the wicked one, is really going to be dealt with appropriately. The Bible says in chapter 51 of Isaiah, verse 11, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing into Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy." As if little joy isn't enough, he's going to get some more. They're having it, and they're going to get everlasting joy. And the Bible says, "And they will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning will flee away." Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You begin to see that there's a payoff to bearing the brunt of this generation you and I are in. Isaiah 61:7. "For your shame, you shall have double back from them being on you," as Israelites being oppressed and vilified and hated, and anti-Semitism prospering, and all of the peoples that wanted to wipe out Jews, whether pogroms back in Russia or whether under Hitler or even in New York City right now, where they're singled out and they're saying, you guys are spreaders. You guys got to stay home. The Bible says, "For your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. And everlasting joy shall be unto them." Now listen, this is the verse that we often read when we think about this. "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Do you know when you're in the presence of Jesus? You know what happened to John, right? John saw him and he fell down as one dead. It was so overwhelming. We're going to have glorified bodies. We're going to be able to absorb this. Moses was in the brilliance of his presence and he was there fasting 40 days, not even thinking about a sandwich. I mean, he's there. It's good, right? And he can't get enough. He said, "Show me your glory." He wanted more. Guess what? When the millennial kingdom hits, we're going to get it all. We're going to see Him face to face. Gladness and joy on your brow all the time. Because Jesus is here. Because things are as He wanted them to be.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.